Thank you for joining us for another episode of Sensing Spirit with Kristen and
Kimmy.
Woohoo!
Sorry, that was really weird.
No, you
we are in a really weird mood.
Shit is upside down and inside out, and we have been messing each other up. Well, I've been messing Kimmy up, if I'm being honest. Right before
I started it. I started it. I think I'll take my share. I started it.
I don't think so.
I did. We'll get into the story. We'll let them know because they're like, "What the fuck are they talking about?"
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we're gonna tell you. So we join in the Zoom meeting a couple of minutes ahead of time, about 30 minutes ahead of time, and for the first 15 minutes that we were in this,
honey, 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Okay. 20.
20. 20 minutes. I'm going, Kimmy, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. And she's digging through everything and she's throwing everything out of. Oh, she's getting so aggravated. And the whole time it was me. It was me. I had the wrong audio device selected. Let me close this door because I'm sure the dogs are going to keep going off.
I mean, I was so pissed off. I was F-bombing this.
Yes.
Everything. And I was throwing my USB cords and F this. I just bought this microphone. I'm throwing this in the garbage. I was pissed.
I'm so sorry.
Are you sure it's not you? She's like, no. And I'm like, are you sure though? Because I have tried everything. I can hear me.
I'm so sorry.
I like to laugh, and I think I'm a happy person, but I was getting pissed. I was about to be like, I can't.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
It's all good. I was so upset that I said I'm not doing coffee today because I'm up. I'm doing herbal tea because I need to bring me down right now. I almost did chamomile, but I didn't want to fall asleep on the show. So I said, you know what? Let me do some lemon ginger. In all fairness, I was on the wrong meeting. And she was like, I'm like, what's up, Chicky? What's going on? Why, you know, you're never late. And she's like, I'm like, yeah, where you at? And she's like, it says you're in another meeting. And I'm like, oh, shit, I was in the wrong meeting. So it's one of those days. And let us know what you're drinking, because I'm telling you, I do have wine here. I might have to drink something a little harder. But yeah. I think I'm going to do some Palo Santo because there is too much going on.
Some Santo Palo.
Seriously, I'm going to. It's a little small one, but it's effective just the same.
So I'm so sorry. What do you have in your cup, Kimmy?
Oh, I had to do herbal tea I was mad about it. I was so mad. But I think it's the energy with all these divination tools that we got up in here. We both probably let something in here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure
I'm just playing.
So hey, Brandy Jean and Tammy and Terry. Oh, and Glenda, we are so glad that you guys are able to join us tonight. I'm sorry, I don't know why my dog is freaking out, but I'm not willing to get up to go shut her up right now.
It's all good.
I have got some...
It's life.
Yes. Oh, hang on. See, I didn't even put up the dang what's in your cup. Let us know in the comments what you're drinking. Please. Maybe I'm going to
and if any of you
take care of this dog.
I would say if any of you haven't decided what you want to drink yet, please have a hard drink for me, please.
Yes. OK, so Tammy has water. Carol has herbal tea, just the same as you, Kimmy.
OK,
I'm going to take another sip of this here. Spicy pineapple. Alcoholic.
It is one of those days. Doesn't your dog know that we're also putting this on the podcast?
She knows that it's live. She knows it is. Okay.
All right. Well, you go take care of,
thank
take care
you.
Of that. Yes. I will say hi to our peoples. Hello, everyone. Can I just say that I saw a magnificent crystal on our on one of our pages for today's divination show. And the crystal was a little suspect, if you know what I mean. It was, you know, long, and then it had two smaller things on the bottom. So I'm just saying, it was a little suspect, beautiful, but suspect. If any of you saw that. Yes, please, Tammy, do a light margarita for me. Put an extra splash of alcohol in there for me. A little more tequila, please.
Ooh, I'm still seeing Jose's comment, maple syrup. Are we in was that Super Troopers? You gonna chug some maple syrup for us?
I will empathically absorb your alcohol. In one of the, okay, all right.
Okay.
Okay. Let's, it's one of those days.
It is.
All right.
Expel.
Divination tools.
Yes.
Divination tools. Let us know what tools you use, mm-hmm. because I have a bunch of them, and so does Kristen.
Yes, obviously.
I love divination tools because when I was first starting out, when I knew that this was what I wanted to do for, you know, my life purpose, if you will, they were so easy to use to get like that psychic confirmation. And so I invested in a lot of divination tools, maybe a little obsessed, but they worked. They really worked. And it didn't take too much effort for me to get the answers that I was seeking. Now, I guess one could say that the magic eight ball could be used as one. I don't really use those as legit, but, you know, to each his own. But I mean, I'm not going to lie. When I was younger, I'm like, no, I want the answer to be yes. That doesn't work. Yeah. So the divination tools that we want to talk about today are actually tried and true. They've been used throughout centuries, throughout history, and they actually work. So if you don't have any, or if you're just starting in your process, I really think divination tools are super good to help you develop your intuition. So.
I agree with that.
I will let Kristen start us off.
Okay. Well, first I have to do my cool little Zoom trick. Ta-da!
Uh-oh. You were supposed to warn me. I was taking a sip.
Oh, I didn't make you spit it out, did I?
Almost.
Almost. Okay. So I have my whole collection over here. And I recognize that a lot of people might not have this much. Maybe they're drawn to some things over others. But I'm going to start with my favorite strange one.
Ooh, we like strange.
We do, don't we?
Oh, so, love it. It's pretty.
It is very pretty. It's purple. It's very purple. And actually, there's a symbol that's very similar to the thing that's hanging up behind you, Kimmy. Hang on. See if we can get that. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Now, girl, there's a lot of things hanging up behind me. You're going to have to be a little more specific.
The mandala. Is that what that's
called? The mandala. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a Tesla plate.
Oh, yes.
The idea behind it, and I should have probably pulled up the website to find the actual historical purpose of it. But essentially, what it's supposed to do is provide like a Reiki session in seconds. So it's, nice. It opens up all of the chakras and aligns everything with just being in proximity of it. I actually have a wallet-sized one that stays in my purse. I just keep forgetting awesome. To take it out. This one lives under my bed.
Oh my God, you must have like energy all over the place.
Maybe that's why I don't sleep at night. It's very possible. But they come in different sizes and stuff. I'm not advocating for any one particular vendor here. We're not doing that during this show. But this is a thing that exists. It's just galvanized steel, honestly.
Love it. That's beautiful. Wow.
It is pretty. I haven't tried it though, like during a healing session or anything. Joe says that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Joe says that he has a few different Oracle card decks and he connects better with one than the others. And that's totally a thing too. I feel the exact same way. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that use cards that they have their favorites.
So I feel like your Tesla, what is it? Tesla board?
Tesla plate is what they're called.
Plate.
Yeah.
Is very similar to like a crystal grid.
Yeah.
So for me, when I'm using, when I'm doing Reiki, I have like a crystal grid. It's probably not as energetic as Tesla, but, and there's a bunch of different Tesla things that like shoot out like ions and all that stuff. But like with the crystal grid, you can have certain crystals, but they have to have points and they're facing different directions and stuff. And it just enhances the healing energy. Like you just wouldn't believe. So you want to have something like very, you know, pointy, probably smaller ones, but you have like a bunch of them and they're specific stones depending on what you're trying to do. And depending on the different stones, they enhance each other. So it's like, seriously, like you could feel the vibration just like just hovering over it. All right. What else you got there? I'm seeing some knives or daggers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Who's scared of you?
So let's talk about the knives and the daggers. This one I've had for, God, probably 20 years or so. It's just an anathema and it's clearly, you know, used back in the days when I was practicing Wicca, and I haven't used it in a very long time, but it still sits there because of the amount of energy that I feel coming through it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But this one is more used for, spells. It was spells back then, like spells to gain something. And this one was used in very spells pretty to make things go away.
Now, I knew, like, I had a feeling because we didn't discuss what each one was bringing to the show today, right. But I had a feeling that those had to do with some type of like paganism or something, because I have used a knife as well for alchemy, and it's not for any, you know, sacrifices or anything like that. But, you know, depending on the energy you're trying to tap into, for me, what I used was to kind of like just above and draw in kind of like the Tesla, you bring in this energy.
Mm-hmm.
So it just helps enhance the, your intuition and mediumship ability so that you can connect to spirit stronger. So,
absolutely. Awesome. And hi, Paula. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Tammy's husband has a lot of antique daggers.
Yeah. You never know where they came from.
Yes, please make sure that you stage them or whatever. And we'll get to that as well. All right. Well, let me give you something that I have.
Please.
You know what? Let's go to what Joe was saying. I have tarot cards, which have been around forever. Do you have tarot cards with you?
I do.
Pull them up.
Not tarot cards. I have Oracle cards.
That's okay. Those are coming too. We got Oracle cards.
Yep.
And guess what? We have old fashioned, just regular bicycle playing cards.
Yes.
My very first card reading was actually done with cards. So yes, you can do cards, and the suits and all that on here can just be identical to the tarot cards, or you can make up your own meanings. But I have to say they were quite accurate. So that's something with tarot cards, pretty much no matter what tarot card deck you have, the meanings are pretty much the same. It's just maybe the pictures. Whereas with the Oracle cards, they're all different depending on what the creator's purpose was for that deck. So, I mean, I have so many Oracle decks And when I'm doing a reading, what I'll do is I'll just go over to my tons of Oracle cards and I will intuitively pick a deck for that particular client. So I allow spirit to tell me which one is best for the reading. And I have to say, it's always accurate. Okay. So, and with Oracle decks, they have instructions, but we have recently been kind of reading, just using our intuition, pulling the card and just feeling into the card. And I have to say, that's been working out very well for me. So I don't even need the books anymore. So I feel free to do that as well. Yeah. Go with what you're feeling.
You just you look at the image and decide what it's saying to you, which is, to me, I love that sort of thing. Like, I love visiting art museums and trying to figure out what was the artist thinking when they created this piece. And it's kind of the same thing, except instead of thinking, what is the artist thinking? What is spirit trying to tell me by showing me this particular image for this person? Which is really fun.
Love it.
And just in case anybody is curious, this deck that I have here is called Mausolea, Oracle of Souls. And it was illustrated by Jason Engel. And it is an incredible deck. I think he did some, for the nerds that are out there, some D&D illustrations as well.
Ooh, those are awesome.
So they're a lot of fun.
So we will take pictures of the cards that we have and put them on our page, just in case if you want any suggestions. But I always say, feel into the decks yourself, and whatever draws you, then, you know, look them, you know, take a chance and work with them.
Yeah.
Let us know if there's any divination tools that you use or anything you've heard of or anything you have questions about, because we probably have them, or at least know a little something about them. So
Jose says, nerds, I feel called out. I wasn't specifically pointing that at you, Jose.
But what do you think we are?
I'm totally a nerd.
So am I, please. Lord of the Rings and everything. About one of our, I would say one of the most popular divination tools are the pendulum.
Yes.
This is like baby's first insert anything there. This is like the first thing you pretty much get when you're starting out, and they're so useful. And like, I haven't used mine in a while, but one thing I will say is that they are super great for figuring out if chakras are opened or balanced, or just using. And here's the thing. Let me just put this disclaimer. Any divination tool that you use, remember intention. You know, if you want to say a prayer or a little protection, whatever you want, but you're opening up communication no matter what you're using. And that's not to say that anything bad is going to come in, but what do we learn on the show? Intention is everything.
Yes. Even with a Ouija board or spirit board.
Yes, absolutely. Which is a divination tool. So you set your intention to who you want to communicate, what you want to do, and then, as always, close it out. So this can be used for yes or no or maybe. So, I mean, it can go side to side for yes, or back and forth for no, or you could do clockwise, counterclockwise. It's however you program the pendulum. Mm-hmm. So what you do is, when you're first programming these, you do the motion that you want and you say, I am programming this for yes. And then you do the next one. You say, I'm programming this for no. And then usually when it's erratic, that's a maybe. And if it doesn't move at all, something's up. So maybe you have to ask the question again. Maybe it's not time for you to know the answer, whatever it is. But I just love these. And you don't have to buy them. You can make your own. My very first pendulum was a necklace that I made myself. And it worked perfectly. I was a teenager. Yeah, not knowing what the hell I was doing, but it still worked for me.
Right. So Tammy says that she hasn't used any divination tools. She just uses her hands, and her hands give her flashes of history. Do you think divination will help me more? Maybe if it's something that you feel called to, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't say that any specific tool might work. I think, and this is something that was brought up actually in our group. For those of you who are watching who don't know, we have a group. I'm going to go ahead and post our Linktree link where you can access the group and become a member there. But we were talking about, I think it was Lexi who brought it up. She said that, well, how do you pick one? How do you pick a divination tool? How do you pick something that's right for you? And it's a really good question. How do you pick a tool, Kimmy?
I have to be like drawn to it, like energetically drawn, just like buying crystals. I have to be energetically drawn to that crystal because it's like the crystal calls me. So in the beginning, I knew right away when I saw a pendulum, this was my very first divination tool right here. When I was a baby psychic, and it just, I went on the website. I knew that I wanted to go to this website, and I will, I'm not getting paid for this, but it's called askpendulum.com. And there were so many beautiful things on there, and you can get custom things made. And I was drawn to having, this stone and amethyst. And then I created, like, I chose what I wanted as the charm. So it was, everything about it was me. It was my decision. I created it. But I knew I wanted to use this. And after a while, I stopped using it because, like you said, like, and this will be this, if we were doing a countdown, number one would be your mind, right? Like we're all intuitive. So that is the best divination tool that you can possibly use.
Absolutely.
But if you are the type that always needs extra confirmation, extra validation, or you doubt the information you're getting, then I would say maybe get a divination tool just to kind of validate the things that you're feeling. But number one is always going to be you, your mind, your intuition is always going to be number one. But also feel free to try a few out. You may not like all of them, but I would say, you know, get something new. Don't, you know, borrow something from somebody, because as we spoke about before, you never know what kind of energy. It doesn't have to be spiritual or negative. It's just somebody else's energy. So get something new. See how you feel. If you're at the store, intuitively feel if this is something for you. If you're like, eh, then walk away. You know, find something else. Everything spiritually, I would say, it has to call to you. Otherwise, you're not going to use it, and it's not going to be. I just saw spirit. It's not going to be. It's not going to be beneficial to you. You'd just be wasting money. But try a few things out and see. You know, or read about it online and see if that resonates with you.
Well, Glenda, if yes. It's your hands, is it actually your hands that are the divination tools, or is it your mind? That's the question that I have for you. So,
yeah.
When I know for me, when it comes to looking for crystals, rocks, things of that nature, the typical mode or method that I use is, especially if they're displayed, is that I will just kind of walk around with my hand and just put my hand out into the air, put them over top of the crystals, see if I feel or sense anything, which I used to do that a whole lot. I don't do that as much anymore. I haven't purchased a crystal in probably 3 years. The last crystal that I bought was a fake crystal.
Ooh.
What?
My God. 3 years. That's, whew.
Yeah, I don't.
You have no withdrawals? No. I can't.
I don't want to collect it.
I can't help it. I can't. I'll go to like Home Goods and be like, oh my God, the crystal is calling to me. And Brandon's like, you have like a bunch of crystals at home. No, this one is calling to me. I gotta get it.
This guy right here, this is the last crystal that I bought. And it is a stone that actually, I don't know how well you guys can see this, but it like magnifies. It's see-through.
Oh, I was going to say, are you using it as a bookmark?
No, it's like see-through. You can see the text through the stone. It's a synthetic stone.
That's the last one that I bought. Well, speaking of crystals, since this was also on my list of divination tools, you can actually use crystals if it's clear enough as a divination tool, not only to help with healing and stuff, but literally as a scrying tool. So you would kind of make your vision blurry and you would look into the stone. And if you are a visual person, you might start to see things in your mind's eye. Because if you start seeing things in the crystal, haul ass. That's all I have to say. So in your mind's eye, you might start seeing something, or if you hear things, you might start hearing. So this could be used as a scrying tool, which is, Kristen, I believe you have one as well. Pick up your crystal ball.
Oh my God. Oh, my Jesus, yeah. Kimmy, that's got to weigh like 20 pounds. This is not a scrying tool. This is not a scrying tool.
But you can use it as one. It doesn't have to be crystal clear.
Right.
So the old bandana and big, okay, let's not talk about hoop earrings and jewelry and big rings and all that, you know, the the typical psychic. I have to say I was naive when I was younger. I literally thought that the person was seeing stuff in the damn crystal ball. I was like, how are you doing that? But no, what you do is you use it to focus your attention on something. And then it's just easier for your mind's eye to start seeing something. So it's just literally a focus tool. Same thing as the crystal. Same thing as you can get a bowl of water. But if you're going to do that, I would say make sure you have like a black cloth or something, so that way you're not seeing reflections of other things in there, because that can distract you. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that, you know, everything is out of the way. You have a black cloth. You could put a water bowl on there or the crystal. And it doesn't have to be, you know, well, definitely doesn't have to be massive like this bowling ball over here.
That's huge.
It can be a rose quartz. It can be an onyx. It could be quartz, clear quartz. It could be anything you want. It's just, you're going to use it to focus your attention on something. So that way you can allow your mind to kind of just go free. Mm-hmm. So those are called scrying. Another thing, since we're on the scrying thing.
Oh yeah, go ahead. I thought you were moving on to another topic.
No.
Another type of tool.
You can use the mirror.
Yep.
Is a scrying tool. So no, you don't want to say someone's name in there and wait for them to pop up. You can if you want. That's not my ish. You could do that if you want. But what you want to do is you're in kind of in dark light and you're just looking in there and you're just focusing on something so that your mind can start to bring in something. So again, your mind, feeling, hearing, whatever your primary senses are.
That's usually done with a candle. Scrying into a mirror.
That's
with a candle, by candlelight only.
Mm-hmm. You could also, well, hold on. Back it up. I'll leave the candle, because that is also a divination tool as well.
Yes.
But for purposes of scrying, you use this to focus your attention. Side note, if you're trying to focus on your aura, mirrors are really good, because you focus right above your forehead and everything starts going blurry. And then you start seeing an aura around yourself. And if you ask your spirit guides to come in, sometimes you could actually see their shadow. It's freaky cool. Anyway,
that is awesome.
Back to you, Kristen.
I do not use my quartz crystal ball for divination. It is used as an amplifier for spiritual energy or crystal energies, whatever I set the intention for to amplify, that's what it's used for. And about once a month, I will give this baby a bath in some salt water and then set it out under a full moon overnight to recharge it, to cleanse it, to recharge it. I don't have any, I guess, religious ties to that. When I do that, it's just more of a, I don't know, that's what works for me. That's what makes it feel better. So it's all about just feeling your item and getting to learn it and figuring out how it works. But as far as scrying goes, this is my scrying cup.
Ooh.
So because it is dark, this very dark blood red color and super dusty, apologies for that. But there's even like some little like ring of stuff in there for whenever I used it last. But I fill this with water, and then specifically out in the moonlight, I'll set this on the ground, on the grass in front of me with my butt planted on the ground with the moonlight somewhere in the sky and look into the cup. And the stuff that you see is pretty incredible. Like, if you're the type of person who has trouble visualizing things, messages from the other side, mm-hmm. scrying will help you develop that ability. And yes. that's probably why I am so visual, because I used scrying a lot when I was younger.
I love that you said that, because if anyone has ever struggled with, if you're a medium or if you, you know, you're working with that, one of the things that when I first started, I always had to have my eyes closed because I felt like I was connecting stronger with spirit and I could see better with my eyes closed. But you really, especially if you're going to do readings, I mean, you don't have to do mediumship for it to be a professional, but if you're doing readings, at some point you want to keep your eyes open and look at your client, right? Mm-hmm. So using scrying tools will help you to be able to focus with your eyes open. Mm-hmm. So that's a great point that you brought up, because I'm a visual person too, but I was like, there's no way I could be like these other mediums where their eyes are wide open. But it was just because I needed to focus on something. So great point.
Thanks. And yes, Joe, Jose, you can use a glass of wine to do scrying. And Terry is right. There are
as long as you don't drink it. No, just playing.
Yeah, you can't drink it and scry at the same time. Jose. Oh, wait, I'm thirsty. And there are people who use fire to scry, Terry. I have done that myself, yes. too, which is why I have a fireplace in my house. It's a lot of fun. And I live in Florida. Yes. Who the hell has a fireplace in Florida?
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for bringing that up, because candles are also on our list of divination yes. tools, because when I first started, thank you. I forgot. Well, I have candles somewhere in here, a bunch of them. Candles also... incense. Mm-hmm. So, ooh. Let me just show you.
Is this an excuse for me to vape on air?
Sure. Rena, this is, you know, we make our own rules. We're on Facebook in our podcast. So candle. You can talk to your candle, not literally the candle, but you can ask questions and your candle will get larger. Obviously, you don't want to blow on it because that's cheating, right. But watch the movement of the candle. So you can use this for two different things. One, to focus mm-hmm. so that you can start to see things. Or two, you can literally use this as a divination tool. And when you ask a question, watch the movement. If your flame all of a sudden for no reason starts going crazy, then you're getting a response. And if you think that I'm joking and that doesn't work, try it. Because let me tell you, I have seen some flames that should not be large get really, really large. And with incense, focus on the smoke and you might actually start to see images, or it might help you get your own images, but you might be able to start seeing shapes and stuff, and that will help you as well. So, you know, you don't have to have the most expensive divination tools. You can pretty much use a plethora of things to help you with your own intuition. Mm-hmm. What else and, you got over there? Well,
Kimmy, just to talk about the vape thing for a second, because you shared something with me that was very interesting in spirit photography, where someone mm-hmm. had been scrying, basically, using vape smoke. I don't want to call it smoke. It's vapor. Vapor from an electronic cigarette is what they were using to take photographs, and they were capturing like full images of people and families and stuff. which is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yeah. Watch the flame, watch the smoke, whatever it is that you're lighting or burning. That's just a selenite wand. Not really useful. So I have runestones.
Yes, that's on my list too.
Runestones. They all have like little symbols and stuff if you're not familiar with them, which all mean something. Please don't ask me what they actually mean because I still have to use the book.
Runes have been around for a very long time, and yeah. I would say they're probably one of the more difficult things to master, but you can, just like with the tarot cards or whatever, there's a set of meaning, so you would need to learn those before you can use them, unless you want to kind of program yourself. But usually there's some complex rules and meanings and definitions for them. But yes, those have been around forever, so those are always good too. Centuries. Someone has a crazy question. We love crazy questions. Let's see. So Tammy, when she closes her eyes, she sees a lot of multiple random faces. So, and it gives her anxiety. So what's the question? Because I will say this, pay attention to the anxiety, because it may not be your own. You might actually be picking up on spirit's energy, which is what it kind of sounds like, but maybe we need a little more detail so I can, you know, maybe give you a better answer. But I will say that from someone who struggles with anxiety, I wouldn't be able to help a client because I was having such bad anxiety, and it turned out it wasn't even mine. It was either spirit's anxiety or I was picking up on the client's anxiety. And so I had to learn to shut myself off from everything else. And when I say anxiety from a spirit, yes, they can have anxiety, but it's just their vibration, which is higher than ours. And so automatically we have to catch up. And so you get that anxiety feeling. Usually if you say, okay, this is not mine, it'll go away. So try that and see if that works for you. Especially if you're an empath, the minute you identify where it's coming from, it goes away. It's like magic.
It's like,
what else you got over there?
Okay. Hang on. I have to do some digging for this one a little bit anyways.
Ew. Oh, I've always wanted those.
Dowsing rods. And they swing around, yes, and hit you in the face sometimes. So.
And these are also called dowsing rods as well. So these are part of the same family, but I have always wanted a pair of those. I don't know why I've never gotten them.
I got these from, I think it was Casadega, actually, in Florida.
Ooh.
That I got them from. I don't know. They're strange, though. So for those who aren't familiar with dowsing rods, they were traditionally and historically used to find running water underground.
See, they're saying yes. That is correct.
They're just wide,
Kristen,
open.
Where is your running water?
I mean,
it's saying, ask me a question.
We might have
to use those.
I have a well. Like a well underneath. There's running water everywhere. Florida is an island.
I was going to say you're in Florida, so.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening right now. It's not easy to manipulate these things, though. I mean, if I want to turn them, I have to legitimately tilt my hands.
That's the one thing. Like, if you're watching it on TV, it looks like, they're manipulating it. But it's pretty hard to do that. So if you've ever held a pair, which I have not, but I've heard, it's pretty hard to use them. I mean, to manipulate them, to say what you want to say. So put those down. I don't know what you're doing over there. You might be opening up a portal or something.
Oh, I'm not opening up a portal, I promise. They're fun to ask yes or no questions with. Put it that way.
I want to go back to Tammy's question, because so the random faces, when we go to sleep, were really open.
Yeah.
So if you're seeing people, and I'm going to tell you, that happens pretty much to every intuitive until you figure out that you can tell them, get the hell out of my bedroom. I'm trying to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And they will listen to you. You might have to tell them a few times, but I intuitively have like the open and closed sign. So I'm like a business. When I'm ready to communicate, I put my open sign up. And when I'm ready, I flip that bitch over and it says closed. Okay.
Goodbye. Come back tomorrow.
Have you ever dealt with a Black person who hasn't had a lot of sleep? Let me tell you. Let me tell you. So you have to tell them, not now, okay? You know, come back when I'm ready, or just go to another medium, because it's, you know, I'm not about that. So you will have that because you're so open when you go to sleep. It's our, like, the closest to being a spirit, you know, that's our state, the in-between state. When we are so out there, you know, our spirit is out there. We are more in touch with ourselves than any other point in time. And so it's so easy for those spirits to come in and say, hey, girl.
Tammy said to hold my thumbs tight on them. Let me show you, Tammy. I do not have like a thumb rest area on the top of mine. If I put my thumb on top of there, that ain't moving. So I have mm-hmm. no choice but to just let it go free with the dowsing rods.
Yeah, so it's literally moving on its own. Same thing with this, with the pendulum. Mm-hmm. You, when you're using it, you need to have your hands completely still. If you're moving it, then you're cheating. You want your hands completely still, and it has to move on its own. You stop it, mm-hmm. make sure it's still, ask your question. I do. Sometimes I have to reprogram it. So like if it's you know, it has an attitude. So you have to be like, hold up, you know, I didn't ask my question yet. Like how you, cause it knows what you're thinking. Like, hold on, let me say it out loud.
It helps if you have a surface to rest your elbow on too.
Yes. When you're absolutely. It. Cause you want it to be super still. You don't want to give it the answer. You want a real answer, you know. Ask questions. If you have any questions, share with us what you use. We only have like 17 minutes and we probably still have a lot of things to go over. So,
It's a book. This is my number one favorite divination tool.
That's on my list too.
Just pen and paper.
Oh, you're talking about automatic writing, girl. I'm talking
about automatic writing. So this here is a really old book of shadows that I used to keep. And it was also a place where I kept my Reiki notes. What the fuck is that, Kimmy?
This is my pen. Good old fashioned pen and paper.
Oh, my God.
Look, I love my father. Bless his soul. He gave me a pen for Valentine's Day or something. I was like, what the hell? And I have never used this. Please don't tell him. So I figured I'm going to get some use out of it. I'll bring it on and show you that this is a writing tool. It's a pen. It's a happy pen. It brings in higher vibrations because you're laughing your ass off as you're writing. Anyway.
God. This is not typically, I mean, that's wonderful. That's wonderful that you have that crazy looking pen and that you finally decided to give it a purpose. You know what? I can identify with that pen.
Oh, thanks, Dad. I was like, what the hell? I didn't know what it was at first. I'm like, I don't know. Okay. All right. Anyway. Automatic writing.
Yes, automatic writing. So this is actually, I have a composition book. This is typically where I do most of my automatic writing, where that happens. And it's, I don't know if you can necessarily, well, no, I guess, yeah, that is a divination tool, isn't it? To do that.
What?
Automatic writing.
Oh, absolutely. Automatic writing and automatic dictation are both divination tools.
Yeah.
So absolutely.
I will let you explain the differences, though, between automatic writing and automatic dictation.
How about this? For those of you who are members of Beyond Sensing Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy, you can just go read my answer because I already explained it.
That's true. I'm going to show the link again. The link tree. You can go to Beyond Sensing Spirit there. If you would like to read Kimmy's answer, go to Beyond.
I want to answer Terry's question. Yes, go to Beyond Sensing Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy. I did put the difference between automatic writing and automatic dictation. Both are divination tools. Yes, there is a such thing as automatic drawing. There's spirit photography. There's spirit drawing. So you can, you know, get into either a trance state or you don't have to be. And you are literally either allowed. Oh, my God, she popped up. Are you done with your divination tools?
Yes.
God, you gotta warn me. You can draw the spirit that you're seeing or allow them to draw. Sometimes spirit might even, instead of words, they might just have you do doodles for some reason during readings. I might, for some reason, just start drawing something, like for no reason, but I will keep tracing it and I'm not even aware of it. And then I'm like, okay, that's actually part of my reading. Like you might think, oh, I'm just doodling, but you might be missing a big part of your reading if you don't mention, hey, this may make sense to you, but for some reason I just drew XYZ. Does that make sense to you? Most of the time it does. And it's because spirit is kind of coming through while you're like in that zone. So absolutely. Let's see. What else do I have?
I wrote something recently for a client that was very likely in another language, like Arabic or something. And I don't know if anybody here knows Arabic. Oh, hang on. Ugh. What is that? You see, like, that line right there? I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow, that's...
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. So that could be along the lines of automatic drawing. I don't know. But it happens.
Thank you, Tammy. Let's see.
That's true, Glenda, that she says that when she does automatic writing, she doesn't realize what she's writing until she rereads it. And it always amazes
Absolutely.
Her. Yeah.
Absolutely. So same thing with automatic dictation, depending on what you're doing. So even with automatic dictation, and I don't want to go into many details, you're writing what you hear. But just because you're writing what you hear, you're not focusing so much on what you're writing until after and you start reading it. So it's really cool. Like I would totally say try it. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Some of the other things, and I'm drinking tea. So tea leaves is a great divination tool. But use loose leaves. You want to, you know, drink it. Like you want to actually make your tea. You'll drink it, or whoever's you're doing the reading for will drink it. And then what's left in is what you'll read from. It sounds like what the hell, but there certain images will actually pop up. For instance, a couple of years ago when I did like my first tea reading, I saw what looked like a crown and I'm like, okay, what the hell? Like, yeah, I'm a queen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I already know that. Like, what,
yeah,
tell
are.
Me something I don't, you know what I'm saying? But the very next morning, because I was staying at a hotel, the very next morning, I found a key on the floor with a crown on it. It wasn't an actual like key that opened up something. It was a necklace from a known medium. And I had said I wanted a different key. I just didn't resonate with the key that I had gotten in class before. And the very next morning, I got a key with a crown. And it just made sense to me. It was like, you're on your path. You're on your way.
Wow.
So as simple as that sounds, I was like, oh my God, the very next morning, my tea leaf reading came true. So that's just a sample of how you can use it. There's details online. You can go a little deeper. We're kind of
that's awesome.
Doing a speed definitions because we only have like 10 minutes left. But other divination tools, palm reading. I'm not that good at it, but you know, it's something that you can have a talent in, or you can, you know, get the instructions online. But that's a divination tool. It's very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
You can use dice.
Yes.
Astrology is actually a divination tool. It's a very complex divination tool, but you can use that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it goes into so much details, but as we learned over the weekend, it's very accurate.
Yeah.
There's also astrology dice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. One of the things that I actually used when I was younger, but I didn't realize it was a divination tool, was the Bible. So, or any book, but I was using the Bible. And what you do is you take the Bible, you ask a question, you just, you know, kind of flip the pages and put your finger on something. And I have to say, if you're open to it, I have yet to have an answer that didn't make sense to what I was asking about. So that's a powerful tool as well. What does the dice do? That sounds like the commercial. What does a dishwasher do? Anyway, the dice, you can program the dice for like even numbers or yes, odd or no, or you can get like really detailed with it, but like you can do yes and no questions. And again, everything is intention. So as long as you program it and you set your intentions, they will work for you.
Mm-hmm. So even if it's not about even and odd numbers, if you take that dice, or is it die? Die is one, dice is two. So if you take a die or two dice and throw them and they make some sort of, I don't know, image or a shape or something, then if you're artistic enough to see that and recognize it for what it is, if it looks like a face or whatever, take it for what it is.
Absolutely.
However you receive it is exactly how it's supposed to be relayed to you.
That makes Absolutely. Sense? The instructions that are out there are just kind of like a starting point. But the whole point of all of these divination tools are to help you build your intuition, which is why the mind is the most important divination tool you have out there. These tools will just help you to strengthen your mind and your intuition. So see what resonates with you, but it's all building your intuition.
Yeah. Building your intuition, building your trust with spirit, helping you to recognize that there is even a connection there in the first place to begin with. Because that's always the most difficult part that people seem to struggle to get over is, do I even have this connection? And the answer is yes. Yes, you do. Do you need to have these things? No, not necessarily. You can, though, because they can absolutely help facilitate that connection and help you gain a stronger sense of trust in what you're receiving.
Absolutely.
And that's why they're so important, especially people starting out. I don't ever recommend that anybody buy anything, but whenever you're starting to explore and you're questioning, if you get a thing that makes you a believer, stick with that thing until you don't need it anymore. When you don't need it anymore, then maybe move on to something else or don't use anything at all. It's entirely up to you.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're right, Glenda. It helps with building your confidence because especially if you're using it to just reinforce or validate what you're already feeling. So a lot of these divination tools, and even like over the weekend when we were talking about spirit photography, what are you doing? You're getting proof of what you already feel. So like right now, I feel spirit. Like I could easily use one of these divination tools to back up the fact that I feel spirit, but I feel spirit. I don't need any of these things. But if I were using, you know, like I wanted to use my psychic abilities, I may say, oh, well, maybe I'm imagining it, you know, because I'm asking for myself. So I might want to use one of these tools to just validate what I'm already getting.
Yeah.
And they really do work, but the end result is to get confident in yourself. And these will help you, or if you feel like, okay, I'm not feeling like myself right now or whatever, I need a little extra help, these will definitely help. They're definitely accurate. And they're fun, you know, they're fun, but as always, and as we know, the Ouija board is also, a divination tool. Oh, I forgot. Table tipping.
Oh yeah.
Which is exactly like the Ouija board. You use a table with a group of people to move the table around and you can, you know, say, A, B, or C, or whatever, and it moves around with a group of people, and you know, the table lifts up, which is very similar to the Ouija board. But as always, you want to just set your intention. If you want to have like a little prayer protection, but you open and you close. Close. That's the most important thing. You close. If I say anything, you close it. And it's not to say that anything negative is coming through, but you know, when you're in the bathroom having private time, you don't want those spirits popping in and out like, whoa, you know, like this is me time. OK, I'm done. So you want to just make sure that you close everything
out. I mean, that's how people sometimes end up with activity in their house. That if they use something and they don't say, okay, I'm going to close you back up like an envelope and put you back in your box and say closed, turn that sign back around, closed for business, goodbye, go away.
Exactly. It's like, you know, when you're in the bathroom and you forgot to lock the door and somebody barges in, like you didn't lock the door. Like you're not like scared. You're pissed. You're annoyed. I mean, you might be scared depending on what you're doing. So you just want to make sure that you close and lock the door. Okay.
Close and lock the door and then throw away the key.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you have a business, that's where the bars come down and you put the like the padlock on there. And I have one more. I didn't really think about it until late, but Spirit was saying that this is also a divination tool. So this is my spirit guide, Sheba, that I drew on my drum. And in shamanic practicing, we do journeys, which I will talk to you at a later date. But with journeys, we go into an altered state. And there, if you set an intention to get an answer, spirit will come through and give you an answer, or they'll show you, or you'll hear it or something. So this is also a divination tool. So if you have drums or rattles, anything that helps you kind of move out of your own way and helps you to focus is a divination tool. So you don't have to go out and buy anything. You can make your own stuff, bowl of water. So I don't know if anyone has any questions.
Yeah. Julie posted a significant
comment. Yes, I was just reading that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a long comment. Huh?
No, she's right. There's a lot of times when we're upset or something's not right. We're not thinking straight. And we're not able to get a good grounded reading of ourselves because of the state that we're in. So
absolutely.
It helps to use tools to guide yourself when you're not in the right, I don't know, frame of mind, emotional state. Yeah, it helps immensely for sure.
Absolutely. And same thing, like if you don't trust yourself, which is to me exactly not being in the right frame of mind. You don't trust yourself. You doubt yourself. You doubt what you're getting. These tools are there to help you to validate that. And I'm so glad that Julie posted that message, because Julie and Kim Conway are hosting a class about divination tools. So if you want to know more about divination tools, how to use them, reach out to Julie, because she is offering a class starting on September 20th. It is going to be an exciting class. She will go through divination tools step by step, how to use them, how they work. She will answer all your questions, her and Kim Conway. So reach out to Julie to sign up for that class. It's going to be a tremendous class. I highly recommend it.
I haven't attended a class with Julie, but I know she is amazing. And any class that she offers is pretty well worth it. So good luck balancing that bowling ball, Kimmy.
Okay. So I see in our future that we are about to leave for the night.
Yes.
So thank you for being with us. And I hope we answered some of your questions. If you have any more questions, post your questions here on the video or on one of our pages. We have Sensing Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy and Beyond Sensing Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy. And we love answering questions and interacting with you. So
thank you. Well, we appreciate you guys joining us, and we hope that you all have a wonderful rest of your evening.
Hey. everyone. Bye. Thank you.